to really divide people. And so we're going to make Facebook own up to everything. They're just begun to own up. They have a long way to go before they get to where they need to be, in my opinion.
Going to make Facebook own up to everything. That was Hillary Clinton in her interview on this show last night, making the case that Facebook needs to show their work. They need to own up to the fact that they let their platform be weaponized by Russia as part of Russia's attack on our election last year. Facebook, of course, denied for months that Russia used them at all in their attack. Now Facebook has reversed course and admitted, okay, yeah, they did. But they won't say how they figured it out or what they found when they looked into it. It's been hard to figure out what exactly Facebook turned up in their records that finally made them change their tune on this story all these months later. What made them finally admit that they'd sold ads to Russian interests? Haven't been able to really figure out how they did it, how they got to this conclusion. Until today, we got this from Senator Mark Warner, top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. You can see that he retweeted a CBS news story about the Facebook Russian ads thing. You can also see, though, that he made a critical addition to this tweet. He added six words of his own. This is what he added. And they paid in rubles. Seriously. That was his whole tweet. Was that like a joke? Right? What does that mean? Russia bought ads in the election. Russians buy things in rubles. Ha ha ha. But Mark Warner is the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. He doesn't say things about this investigation by mistake. It seemed unlikely he jumped on Twitter to, like, you know, workshop his Russian currency jokes. So we called Senator Warner's office today. We asked what he meant when he fired off that tweet, and we got a very satisfying answer. His office told us tonight, quote, it's literally true. Some of the ads were paid for in rubles. So that was not him making a joke. According to the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Facebook really did accept rubles to sell those ads that were part of Russia's hack on the election. That's what took Facebook's crack investigators months and months to figure out. You would have thought like a currency check in their records might have sorted out, hey, did we get paid in rubles for any political ads in the campaign? Took them months. That was the operational secret Facebook didn't want us to know about how they were looking into this.